To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing's Bad Santa, the Cascadian Dark Ale that brings holiday cheer to your glass. Get on the naughty list with Bad Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
You better watch out because Bad Santa's coming to town. Today's Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing, celebrating the season with Bad Santa Cascadian Dark Ale. It is my favorite Pelican brew, and I got a couple in my fridge right now. Let's talk some Cruton. It is National Signing Day, Christmas for a lot of these programs, trying to bring in some big-time recruits, and a lot happening here on the West Coast and in our bubble and around the country. Joining us now is our recruiting insider here at The Fan, Andrew Nimmick. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Andrew Nimmick. Check out the West Coast Bias podcast that he does with Sook, and you can hear him every Duck pregame joining the show and talking some recruiting. Nimmick, good morning to you. I obviously don't follow this as closely as you do, but I'm seeing the tweets and the headlines roll in. Seems like no big surprises so far. It is early. What do we make on this early window of National Signing Day?
Yeah, I think if you're Oregon especially, you want it to be business as usual after potentially, I don't know if the Lapoy deal is officially done, but by all accounts, it looks like they're going to lose both coordinators. So you just want to get this class across the finish line. It's the number two class in America. That is, frankly, a little misleading. It's the number two class in America with just 21 commitments. USC has the number one class in America by just a few points, and they have 35. I have very little doubt that given the two aims of the program, both of them feel they signed the number one class in America. USC wants to get depth. They want to get younger with some high school talent. And frankly, they want to run off the bottom third of their roster because it's not very good, whereas Oregon's already kind of done that rehab work on the depth of their roster. So I imagine they'll have a bunch of guys hit the portal. They wanted a huge class. They get 35. It's number one. Oregon's more selective. They get 21. It's the higher rated class in terms of rating per commit. And they leave wiggle room for where they've been aces the last few years, the transfer portal. So Oregon is two, USC's one, Alabama three, Notre Dame four, Georgia five, Ohio State six, and so on. It's the usual suspects, despite the fact that the five-star talent is more spread out than it's been in a long time.
You love to be a draft nerd. You obviously follow the recruiting world, so you clearly have something for trying to evaluate and identify talent. And sometimes you'll give opinions, especially when it's the NFL draft, of just guys you really like versus guys maybe you're not as in on. What do you make so far of Oregon's class, and who is the guy in the class for you that stands out the most?
Well, last year was De'Aaron Hill and Brandon Finney, so I'll go two for two.
There you
I'll
go.
Call it two for two last year. You know what? I'm not as high on Emmanuel Ihanacho, and we've seen some pushback on his ranking in recent months. He was rated as high as the number four recruit in the nation. I have him in the mid-40s or 50s. I think he's a right tackle. I think he needs a lot of work. I showed his film to Sook. Sook said the same thing. Big body, six foot seven, 340 pounds, but pretty sloppy, to be honest, in terms of his tape. I think he's got a high ceiling, but there's a floor there that I'm a little bit concerned about. And I've also been super high, and now everybody has joined the party. But when Oregon got the commitment of Jalen Lott out of Panther Creek in Texas, I stuck my flag on that and said, that's a superstar. I think he's a future five-star prospect. I don't get why he was flirting with being outside the top 100. Sure enough, he's now a five-star recruit. I think Jalen Lott is going to be absolutely sensational. Those are the two I have the strongest opinion on. I think in this class, I'm also intrigued by Jet Washington. Anytime you tell me you have the genetics of Kobe Bryant's nephew and you're a 6'5", 200-pound safety who won State Player of the Year from the safety position in the state of Nevada, I'm intrigued by that as well.
Yeah, I'll take those jeans. That sounds pretty good to me. I didn't quite have the 6'5", 200-pound safety jeans, just a little bit short of that. But you know what? We dare to dream for Teddy Ballgame.
Imagine if you would have had that.
Dude, would have been D1 first-round pick. Nimmick would have been breaking down my tape, baby, talking about my NFL draft prospects. Andrew Nimmick is our guest at Andrew Nimmick on Twitter. Go give him a follow. West Coast Bias Podcast. He does that with Souk as well. Last one on Oregon, I'll ask you, Nimmick. I know you just put a tweet out about this a little bit ago, but Chris Henry Jr. was a big flip target potentially from Ohio State. Sounds like he's now signed with Ohio State, so that one's off the table. We'll go the positive and negative. Any of the big-time guys that haven't signed yet, because not all of them have, that's just maybe a timing thing. Anybody worried about Flipwatch? And then is Oregon trying to flip anybody else at this point?
Sure. I mean, I think Oregon's always open to some opportunities, and you're going to see some guys that they were in on early in the process. And just reaching out and making sure, with both coordinators leaving, though, I do think that job becomes harder. They have added a couple of DBs, including one of the top JUCO players in America. They don't have the letters of intent in at least the last update I've seen right before I got on the phone with you guys, and this stuff changes by the second,
yeah,
including the fact that Chris Henry signed about 5 minutes ago. So that's not news to me because I saw it while I was waiting for you guys, but I did tweet out that they were waiting on that about 10 minutes ago. It's not true anymore. Anthony Tank Jones, Jet Washington, Jalen Lott, Kendre Harrison, all five-star recruits, according to various recruiting services. None of them have signed yet. I'm not panicked about anything, to be honest. It's a really good class. Dan Lanning pivots really well. Anthony Tank Jones has been the guy who's looked around the most. For as much as we've talked about Emmanuel Ahanacho being a guy who took other visits, I always felt he was really firm with Oregon. Anthony Tank Jones has flirted with a number of other places throughout. So that would be one that I just would be waiting to see the letter of intent come in. Beyond that, it's really not a super stressful time, which again speaks to Oregon's recruiting ability. Devin Jackson was a guy, four-star safety, that people were a little worried about. He tweeted, I think it was last night, he posted on social media, him in an Oregon hat, said ready to sign. So his isn't in yet, and there was some speculation, but he doubled down last night. These things change in a hurry, but I have a feeling he's going to sign. He said so.
Yeah. I saw you mention somebody that Shepherd had gotten, a South Alabama kid, and I'm kind of curious to ask you this. There's always expectation stuff with coaches, right? Like, whoever Penn State ends up hiring, it's going to be about, is that guy going to live up to the expectations, right? Is Will Stein going to live up to the expectations, though, in those cases are like wins and losses.
Yeah.
What is a realistic expectation for Jamarcus Shepherd and this staff that he's building when it comes to recruiting? What should Oregon State maybe look to expect with this kind of staff that clearly understands the importance of recruiting in a way maybe the previous head coach and staff didn't?
I think improved recruiting in the state of Oregon, and I know people like to look back because I've said they don't have an in-state scholarship commitment this year, and that should never happen. And somebody pointed out it's happened two other times. I know the most recent time, which is within the last 15 years, is when Jonathan Smith left. They had commitments and they decommitted. As it stood, had Trent Bray stayed the hire, they have not lost any commitments from the state of Oregon since Trent Bray was fired. So they were trending to not have any, whether they retained Bray or not. That was not the case when Smith moved from Michigan State. At that point, they had guys in the fold. They had verbal commitments they expected to sign, and those things changed because he left. I think that's a really important thing to note, that you have to go back like 13 years to the last recruiting class that Oregon State struck out with in-state commitments and didn't lose them because of a coaching change at the last minute. They're going to fix that. And then I think they're going to do better at the premium positions. I just see a staff that knows how to evaluate. You look at this Caleb Metzger guy, and two things stand out. He reminds me of really two recruit and recruiting situations that I remember, one being Jordan James and the other one being Damian Martinez, two running backs. He's obviously an edge rusher. And the reason I say that is Dan Lanning was a co-coordinator linebacker coach coming from Georgia. Shepard's a wide receiver coach, co-offensive coordinator coming from Alabama. The one guy they brought with in each case was that, you know, in this case, it's Caleb Metzner, who, while he was committed to South Alabama, had a late push from Alabama and was a big-time riser. The guy he brings with is Metzner. For Dan Lanning, the one guy he brought with him from Georgia was Jordan James. So it wasn't this huge flip, but it was an eval of a guy he really liked who he thought could have an impact in his new program. The reason I compare him to Damian Martinez is Damian Martinez was committed to Oregon State. And when he committed, I said, this is a much bigger deal than it looks like. He's only a three-star, but there was a lot of late energy in his recruitment, including USC calling him the night before, begging him not to sign with Oregon State because they thought they'd have a guy hit the portal and his scholarship would open up. That's very similar to Metzner in the sense that this is a kid that I think had he not signed, had he waited, could have potentially popped and been a big time top 15 program in the nation late signing edition. But because he flips now, Oregon State gets a huge prize, 24 and a half sacks as a senior. It's a good eval. It's the best edge rushing prospect I've seen on tape that Oregon State's gotten in the last 5 years.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
It's got to be encouraging for Beaver fans to hear all that news. Last one for you, Nimick. You know, we got a lot of guys. Some of them should be going to Oregon State, but again, that's a different point, and maybe the new staff will correct that. Where are the local? I've seen some Lake Ridge kids signing places. We got an LO running back going. Where's everybody locally signing right now?
Yeah, it's a really interesting class in that they're going all over. Tony Cumberland was originally from Arizona. He's the top prospect in the state. He was at Willamette. Really, honestly, struggled is a junior, and it didn't make much of an impact. He dedicated himself to the weight room. His body really changed, and he led the state in sacks this year, reestablished his stock, jumped back into the top 100 prospects in America. He signed with Oregon. LaMarcus Bell was a max prep second team All-American as a junior. He had some injuries early in the year, which kept his stats down a little bit, but still a sensational running back, averaged more than 10 yards a carry, got a late offer from Oregon. Signed with Utah, feels comfortable there. Noah Tischendorf, the saga of LaMarcus Bell and Noah Tischendorf's recruitment, really interesting. I find it fascinating that if you go to 24/7, he's the only recruit I've ever seen who is a decommitment from a school who's not listed. I don't know why. That certainly fits Trent Bray's narrative. It's not the truth. You can find my article that said Noah Tischendorf was committed to Oregon State. Again, 24/7 does not list him as ever being committed to Oregon State, which is not accurate. But he's going to West Virginia. That's interesting to me. Cade Mitchell is my favorite quarterback in this class at a Mountainside. He's going to New Mexico. I know behind the scenes he was kind of hoping Oregon State would pull the trigger. I think there's a possibility that Oregon State goes the transfer portal route for a quarterback if they don't sign one in the late signing period. And the early buzz is they might bring in a pretty big name. I am really excited about this Coach Shepard staff. I know you want to talk about in-state kids, but I kind of can't help but get back to everything I'm hearing about Coach Shepherd is really positive. And the fact that they're not getting a whole bunch of Oregon guys this year, I think the top six or seven kids fit the value and the quality that they want to bring in Oregon State. And then rather than reach for guys 9, 10, 11, 12, which was frankly a Bray staple, and even really guys 17, 18, 19, they went, let's stick to our board. Let's go to the transfer portal. Let's elevate the talent right away in this program, and let's not reach and fill up scholarships unnecessarily. Man, I think this Coach Shepherd staff, I think they go bowling in the first 2 years. I really do.
I really like the Mountainside kid. I saw him play in person. I'm kind of bummed he's not going to stay local, but I'm sure he'll do fine at New Mexico. Are you not going to give us the name? Like, you're kind of hinting at a quarterback. You don't know name?
Name names. Come on, man.
Oh, Cade Mitchell? Did I not say his name?
No, you were hinting that the staff's going to go portal for quarterback.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Cade Mitchell signs with New Mexico. Sam Vidal is headed to Washington. He was a first-team All-State kid out of Lake Oswego at both linebacker and tight end the last 2 years.
Right, but we're,
he wants to know the transfer portal name.
I want the name of the portal,
quarterback.
What are we doing? Come on, Nimick. What are they getting?
Oh,
Dante Moore going to be in Corvallis next year? What are you telling me right now?
I would keep an eye on Austin Mack at Alabama. I don't know anything.
Ooh, we rolling tide.
But oh. I do think if Ty Simpson comes back, there's a possibility that Austin Mack doesn't want to wait around, and he obviously has some familiarity with Mitch Dahlin, who was the quarterback coach there, and Coach Shepherd, who was the co-offensive coordinator there. It makes a lot of sense in Oregon State. I would imagine promised him that they'd give him some funds in terms of NIL to go after a big name so that you can solve some key positions. Wouldn't shock me if Austin, I'm not reporting anything in terms of I think it's a done deal. Ty Simpson has to stay. There has to be a whole lot of things that happen first. But I do think that's a name to watch because obviously that staff has familiarity with him. He's a good quarterback, a big-time quarterback. And if he needs a landing spot, man, you could do a lot worse than Oregon State. You really could. I think this staff's going to do a good job.
How about that one? Everybody getting excited and happy on National Signing Day. That's a great hit right there. Andrew Nimick, our recruiting insider here on The Fan. Check out his podcast that he does with Souk, the West Coast Bias Podcast. Give him a follow on Twitter for latest updates, at Andrew Nimick. Always enjoy the time. I'm sure it'll be a busy day for you, so thanks for hopping on, and let's do it again soon.
Yeah, I'm going back to bed.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.